Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 2, we finished verse 16. Today we begin a new passage.
The lights of light, the Bible stands, though the hills may tumble.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Today we're going to start a study on Colossians chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. And I have titled this, An Umpire's Warning. Now, every time you turn on television and watch a baseball game, sometimes you'll see an umpire that warns the players of things and tells them to stop or to whatever. Well, an umpire's warning will be the title of this message, and I want you to hear this message. Please have your King James Bible ready and follow along. We use the King James simply because that is the most accurate translation of the right text. Now, let me also encourage you to be in church on Sunday. We have told you many times that Lamp and Light does not take the place of your local church. And you say, well, I don't have a good local church. Well, look in your yellow pages. Look under Churches Baptist Independent and go find one. Now, it may not be a good independent Baptist church where you are. For an example, you may go to an independent Baptist church. Their music sounds like a nightclub, or they may not hold to the King James Bible. They just use any version, and everything is more along the lines of psychology than it is biblical teaching. And of course, you don't want in something like that. You want in something where the Word of God is told and the truth is expounded to you. And so, my friend, look for a church. And if there is not one, after a good, solid look, then begin praying about God starting one. But be in a local church. Lamp and Light does not take that place. Also, write the radio station to which you're listening and let them know that you appreciate them airing Christian radio programs, and let them also know that you appreciate them airing Lamp and Light broadcast. And I say that because sometimes the Christian radio stations just need encouragement. And to let them know that people are listening and that the different programs they have are a blessing. And let them also know that you appreciate them having the Lamp and Light broadcast on their radio. Now, if you will, get Colossians 2, 18 and 19, and follow along with us. There it says, let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands having nourishment ministered and knit together increases with the increase of God. We have watched various news magazine programs and read articles of people who defraud the aged, the unsuspecting, and they defraud churches. In one scenario, the criminal goes to a senior citizen and gets them to take money out of their savings, and they tell them this will help them nab a criminal. Or they get people to invest in a can't-miss deal, or to sign over their interest to them. These programs try to warn of these shysters. Well, our text is written after that manner. It's trying to warn you, and this is a warning from God to his people. And verse 18 states it very clearly. He says, let no man beguile you of your reward. Now, the statement in the Greek is what they call the present imperative. It is a command to do something in the future, and it involves continuous and repeated action. However, when it is negative, as it is in this passage right here, and it prohibits an action, it carries the implication to stop something which has been going on, which has been taking place, and don't allow it to restart. Let me illustrate that for you. Let's imagine in the garage you have a freezer, and in it, it stores food. Let's just say that you have a fisherman in the family, and he keeps his fish in it. There's only one outlet in the garage. Well, someone comes in the garage, they unplug the freezer to plug in a vacuum for the car. When they're finished, they do not replug the freezer. 4 days later, Dad opens the freezer, and the wonderful aroma of four-day-old fish suddenly hits. And Dad says, "Who left the freezer unplugged?" Everyone denies it. You know, not I. You know, nobody did it. And so, as a result, Dad can't really blame any one person. So he says to everybody present, "If I catch one of you leaving the freezer unplugged again, you'll have to die to get better when I'm done with you." Well, that's the idea in this first statement, which tells us then, stop doing this action and don't let it happen again. And by the way, that first statement is telling us also, it will be the Christian's fault who allows himself to be beguiled of his reward. Now, since we have the completed Word of God and Christ in us, then, my friend, you or I have no business allowing ourselves to be deceived or beguiled. Now, let's consider this word, beguile. It comes from a Greek word which literally means to act as an umpire. Now, when it's used with a negative, as it is here, it means to declare unworthy of a prize, or to defraud of a prize. Now, the Greek scholars tell us essentially it is saying, let no man set as an umpire of your life. And the idea then is someone setting themselves up spiritually as your umpire. Now, notice this follows verse 16, let therefore no man judge you. Isn't it interesting in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, we read this. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified. But he that judgeth me is the Lord. In other words, the Lord is the umpire. In John 5:22 it says, for the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. You see, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is the umpire of the soul. Now, the word reward here, in its context, means to award the prize against, in other words, to defraud. This statement, then, is a warning and a command from God. Stop allowing men to be your judge or to umpire to whom you make yourself spiritually accountable. Notice how they do it. It says, in a voluntary humility, in a worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, verse 18 tells us. Truth is not based on false revelations of men. Now, my friend, you and I are complete in Christ, and we get our directions from him through God's holy word. Now, false teachers will try to disqualify you when you do not agree with them. So he says, in a voluntary humility. Voluntary means taking a delight in, devoting yourself to delight in. In other words, the quality I'm most proud of is my humility. Well, of course, being proud of our humility tells us we don't have humility. And this humility is false, and it puts you off your guard. Their humility makes you accountable to them, and yet they call themselves humble while they're judging you. They call themselves humble, yet here in the scriptures, he's referring to the Gnostics, whose name meant super knowledge. And in their name alone, what they called themselves showed a lot of pride, not humility. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4, it tells us that true humility is the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Now, my friend, a meek and quiet spirit is not judgmental. Galatians 2:20 says, not I, but Christ. Now, that is humility. Understand, humility is not thinking meanly of yourself. It's simply not thinking of yourself at all. Now, don't let these people deceive you by their humility, nor in worshiping of angels, Colossians 2:18 tells us. Now, the Gnostics felt that matter was so sinful that we as people, being creatures of matter, could not approach God directly, that we had to go through intermediaries. And so they went through angels, and they would pray to them. Now, 1 Timothy 2, verse 5 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. In other words, only Jesus is the way unto the Father. It's not a preacher. It's not a priest. It's not a pope. My friend, if you're praying to angels, you're praying to Mary or someone else, then you need to rip 1 Timothy 2, 5 from the Bible and just say, well, God was wrong. Now, the words of Jesus are also refused, because in John 16, verse 23 and 24, it says this. Jesus says, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Now, you to ask in Mary's name, an angel's name, a saint's name, or in Jesus' name? Well, Jesus said his name, and he said whatsoever. John 16:24, he adds, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Again, we are to ask in his name. And then verse 26 and verse 27 of John 16 says, at that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. Now again, we pray to direct to the Father in Jesus' name. God the Father delights to answer your prayers. He doesn't need Mary or angels that lack omnipresence as well as omnipotence. They can't listen to more than one prayer at a time themselves anyhow if they're able to listen to prayers. Only God can do that, and only God the Son can be an intermediary in your prayer life. So, my friend, don't get caught up in this error that goes on today. People who encourage you to pray to angels, to saints, or to Mary, or anything else instead of the Father, through the name of Jesus, they are in foul territory according to the true umpire of our life, the Lord Jesus. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.